Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of the most effective pre-drop ideas in jungle and old-school drum and bass, a call-and-response riff in Ableton Live 12. This is the kind of thing that makes a drop feel alive. It gives the listener a phrase to grab onto, then answers it with something different, so the build feels musical instead of just loud. And when you do it right, it has that rewind-worthy energy where people want the drop to go again. We're going to keep this beginner-friendly, use only stock Ableton devices, and focus on a simple setup that you can reuse in future tracks. First, set your project to around 172 BPM. That sits in a sweet spot for jungle and old-school D-Dan beat energy. Now create a loop that's 8 bars long, right before the drop. If you want to think about the shape, bars 1 to 4 can establish the idea, bars 5 and 6 can develop the reply, and bars 7 and 8 can build the pressure and then leave space for the drop. Now let's build the call. On a MIDI track, load up Operator, Analog, or Wavetable. If you're not sure where to start, Operator is a great beginner choice because it's simple and clean. Keep the patch mono. Start with a sine or saw sound. And if you want a little more bite, add just a touch of harmonics or light FM. You're aiming for a bass stab that feels solid, not huge and messy. Shape it with a short attack, a fairly quick decay, and low sustain so it feels punchy. If there's a filter, keep it fairly low, somewhere in the low mid-range, so the sound stays focused. Then write a simple one-bar idea. Don't overcomplicate this. One note on beat 1, maybe a second note on the end of 2 or on beat 3, then some space. Think of it like a short question. In jungle and old-school D&B, the bass often feels like it's talking to the drums, so the call should be memorable but not too busy. A strong beginner move is to use a low root note, then jump up an octave for one hit, or just repeat the same note with different rhythm. The rhythm matters just as much as the pitch here. Now for the response. The response can be drums, a break fill, a noise swell, a stab, or even another bass phrase. For this style, a chopped break is very effective. You can use an amen-style break, a snare pickup, or a few ghost hats and kicks. Put that on an audio track or slice it into a drum rack, and make it answer the bass call on the next bar. A really classic shape is this. The bass says something on bar 1, then the drums reply on bar 2. Or the bass hits, then a snare fill lands near the end of the phrase. That answer doesn't have to be complicated. In fact, the more confident and clear it is, the harder it tends to hit. Here's a simple arrangement idea. Let the bass call beat a longer stab on beat 1. Then let the response beat a quick break fill with a snare accent near the end of the bar. After that, leave a little silence. That empty space is important. In D&B, silence can be just as powerful as sound. Now let's make it feel like a proper build instead of just two loops repeating. Open the MIDI and audio clips and look at timing. A tiny shift can change the vibe a lot. You can nudge the bass call slightly early or slightly late to make it feel more human. Keep the response tighter if you want it to punch, or a touch behind if you want more rolling jungle feel. If you want a quick way to add movement, try Ableton's Groove Pool with a subtle swing setting. Just don't swing the sub too much. Keep the low end controlled. Now add some rising energy with stock effects. Put auto filter on your bass or on a separate FX layer. Start the cutoff lower, then automate it upward through the build. That rising filter movement gives the section momentum. You can also add saturator for a little more grit, and automate the drive up slightly as you get closer to the drop. A little goes a long way. If you want extra size, add reverb to the response or to a separate FX hit. Keep the main bass dry, but let the top texture widen out. A reverse cymbal, noise sweep, or reversed snare can work really well here too. That gives the build a more authentic jungle or old-school character, instead of sounding too polished or too modern. A great trick is to use the drums as the answer. Let the bass call happen first, then program a snare fill, a few ghost hats, or a kick pickup as the response. You can even mute one kick or snare hit to create a gap, because that little hole in the groove makes the next hit feel bigger. Here's a really strong beginner phrase shape. Bar 7 has the bass call and a restrained break. Bar 8 has the drum response and rising FX, and then the last half bar drops almost everything out. You might leave just a tiny reverb tail or a noise hit hanging in the air before the drop lands. That's the kind of detail that makes a drop feel huge. A big thing to remember is that the build should be organized in phrases. Call, response, then a peak. If everything is busy all the time, the ear stops feeling the contrast. And D&B lives on contrast. Tension into release. Bass into impact. Repetition into variation. If the section feels weak, Don't rush to add more layers. First, try moving the call a 16th note earlier or later. Try shortening the answer. Try removing one kick or snare. Sometimes one empty beat does more than another extra layer ever could. Now, if your riff is vibing, commit to it. Resample it. This is a very DNB way of working. Solo the riff, record it to a new audio track, and then you can chop, reverse, or fade parts of it. If a snare tail sounds cool, reverse it. If the response has a good impact, bounce it and use it as part of the final build. Audio edits often feel more natural and more alive than a loop that never changes. As you shape the last bar, think about what you want the listener to feel right before the drop. You can increase density, or you can strip everything back. For rewind-worthy DNB, a strong move is to build activity through the first part of the section, then create a short stop before the drop. Even a quarter beat of silence can make the impact land much harder. You can also flip the roles for variety. Let the drums call first with a fill, then let the bass answer, or make the response a little weaker at first, then save the bigger hit for the final phrase. That kind of contrast keeps the pre-drop feeling smart and intentional. For old-school jungle vibes, keep it rhythmic first and melodic second. In other words, the groove should make sense before the pitch does. A little distorted mid-range can help the bass cut through, but keep your sub clean and mostly mono. Let the FX and top end spread wider, while the kick and low bass stay centered. Here's the full idea in one sentence: a short bass call, a drum or FX response, rising automation, and a final moment of space before the drop. That's the formula. For practice, try this. Set up a 2-bar loop at 172 BPM. Make a short bass call with just 2 or 3 notes. Add a breakbeat or snare fill as the answer. Automate auto filter cutoff upward. Add a bit of saturator in the final bar. And leave a stop or tiny pickup right before the drop. Then listen back and ask yourself, does the response feel different from the call? And does the space make the drop hit harder? If yes, you're on the right track. Save the best version as a clip, because this kind of call and response build is something you can reuse again and again. It's fast, it works, and in jungle and old school DNB, it can be the difference between a drop that lands and a drop that gets rewound. Now loop it back, tighten the phrasing, and let that question and answer energy do the heavy lifting.